Black
you don't like Riff? What? What did this come about?
It's all right for a Monday.
Muggle.
I don't know. I think Monday is better.
All right, so let's say...
You know, who was the one that actually penned that particular name on you?
What? No, I said normal.
Laughing.
I used to call him normal.
Norm.
No, but later on, we were talking about normal and all kinds of other stuff, and you came up with mundane.
No, I didn't.
I liked it, but stuck with it. Yeah, you did. You came up with mundane.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you credit here, you phone.
I don't know if you want.
It was all me. All me, baby.
Okay.
All me.
You are the evil master behind the scenes.
Okay. I kill that.
So they...
Fall 8.
Fall 8. I guess we'll get back to you in a couple days.
They can watch the arcades, that sort of thing.
No, okay, so they do tell you that some girl was asking about you.
Oh.
A girl?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That changes things, right?
I guess that would count. I kind of assumed it was a boy. So, would be a hook, but that's true. I guess it could be a girl.
I think we already assumed it might be Jasmine.
This is the adventure with female villains.
I tell who am I talking to.
Uh-huh.
So,
killer.
Female villain. You keep moving.
Bring the girl to me.
Mine has insect villains.
Stay right there.
Yeah, but
it's right
female
back.
Insect.
I fly, get a wrist
queen.
You just couldn't tell. What?
I fly in the armory, get a wristband, and bring it back. At 900 miles an hour, I think I could be back pretty quick.
All right.
Did he get distracted and wander off?
No. No, they're more local. They're more local than that. It's not like they all have ADD or anything.
Just most of them. 18, 30.
So I slap a wristband on them. You got like 7 of them, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
I have no idea how many you guys have.
288. It was a number of uniforms that you guys wore.
Okay.
Right, that I
cut them
out. Later sewed them onto an elastic band. anyway, next time he sees her, he calls me, and I'll come and talk to her immediately.
Okay.
Because if she's looking for me, she should find me.
I see you.
Hey, Dave, I'm up to like 50 or 60 million miles an hour.
Okay.
Nice.
So, alright, so the next time they spot her.
Your speed in meters per second.
So you basically want them to find her.
I
want to
be able to go as fast as Dave can go in an hour in a second. You're already way faster.
Yeah, until they start measuring your speed in miles per second, I'm not even interested.
Okay, so you're going to follow them, and you're going to do that at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just pretty much going to wait and then meet the two girls?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, like 16,000 miles a second.
All right.
That's how fast you're going right now.
Yeah, I think so. Meters per second. Then we can start comparing it against the speed of light.
16,000?
Meters per second. Something like that.
You're only going one-tenth the speed of light?
Yeah, ish. Maybe.
Okay.
0.1 C.
And then you're going to follow the other two girls. You do see the two girls meet Riff.
So he's an
I should have known.
Okay.
And then you're going to follow them for the final encounter.
The final countdown. Which, by the way, was a really good movie in the theater.
Yep. That's true. Well, no, I never saw it in the theater. So.
Neither. I saw it on cable. I saw it on HBO.
Yeah. Okay, so what robot's attacking you? Darky. And I believe you hit him. Oh, no, you just took down another robot. So he tries to hit you. Woohoo! He says, nope, he missed.
Double 9.
Uh oh.
11, 18, 11, 29.
Okay. So you do. 15. Nope, he goes down. Okay. How are you going to do?
I push them over in front of the bridge window.
Alright.
And I fly around to the back of the ship. I start taking their engines apart.
Make a roll.
7.
Okay. So you start, you know, attacking one of their engines. They try to move. This one just an opposed roll. And that's more of a dex thing. So roll your dex. So you have a +4 this roll.
Damn it. Pulled a 9.
Okay. So you take out one of the engines. You got 4. You going?
Yep.
Let's see. Yeah, you got 1 more.
13.
Okay, you take out another engine. I guess by the end of the game, you got to take it more seriously. Let's see. How many robots do they have?
Not a big ship, right?
Like 300 feet.
Yeah.
But it is, the robots are just for local defense, so. So they probably have like 20 or something. But they're not going to send them all out. So, they send out 4 robots. So okay. 4 claw things come at you.
Great. More red ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole ship's actually kind of reddish. Whereas the other ship was yellow.
Oh! Oh. I should give you a clue.
But it does.
It's a warship.
No, it's a ship that gets taken out every episode.
Alright, so they're this round, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd probably cut the ship's speed in half. Well, maybe not. Maybe, like... I think I slowed it down, though.
You just slow it down, probably.
Yeah, it even happens on 1 AP, right?
Yeah.
That can be trickery.
Okay.
Yep.
They're gonna start hurting me.
Have they hurt you yet?
Yeah. We don't use hero points.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lucky rolls.
You do get lucky rolls occasionally.
Yeah.
Just fly in. Fly into the bridge.
That's the bridge when you're
in. Yeah.
I'll fly over to the bridge again and try to talk to the boss guy.
I think you talk too much. Oh yeah, killer.
I mean, they're pretty much ignoring you.
They don't want to talk.
I mean, they're definitely not, you know, not really looking at you. They just going about their business, you know, sending the robots out to kill you, that kind of stuff. Trying to get the ship to maneuver so that they can get the guns to bear.
Right. Okay. Alright, I try to smash the bridge window.
Okay. I'll give it a random number, and you can roll. 13. It's got a strength of 16.
Okay. Our body is 16.
Oh yeah, our body is 16.
Which means
you
need so
a
19
to
0 points. Okay. No, I should only need a
15. Oh, you have more strength?
Well, my strength is 12. If it's a 16, I need to roll 4 over 11, right? To do 0?
No, it's strength versus body weight.
Oh, okay.
A little cat and mouse.
Okay.
You're probably faster than the robots.
Yeah.
True.
And then you, when you get to the robots, the one thing you zip over to the entrance and disable another one.
Well, I could let the ship back up so it can shoot its guns at me and just try to keep in between the... So they're shooting the robots.
They don't want to talk. Forget it. Go home.
Well, I'm not leaving a hostile ship out here.
Fucking Pluto.
Threatening humanity from Pluto.
Hey, you never know, man.
Okay, even if they come to Earth, there's the Justice League. There's the, you know, a whole bunch of other superheroes. You think they're going to take us out?
Fine. I'll leave the ship. I'll fly over to Pluto, see if there was something there that they were...
Of course, I'm not there. You can do whatever you want.
I don't want to fight four robots, so I'll fly down to Pluto and see if there was something that they, you know, another base here that they were checking out or something.
Okay. Make a roll.
16.
You get close enough to see that there's some sort of Plutonian city on the surface.
Huh.
And then a big beam lashes out at you and tries to hit you.
From the ship or
from the city?
Great.
And it just misses you.
All right.
Huge beam. Because it's, you know...
Doesn't feel very warm, though, right?
Right.
Not in space, because, you know, doesn't... You don't get too much radiated heat.
Right. Okay, well, I'll try to circle around the planet and come at the city from, the, you know... Like the surface of the
maybe
planet.
Maybe an ion cannon.
Okay.
That's probably won't even affect you. It'll take our ships.
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's see if it's a city full of bug people.
You... Go ahead and make a roll. Okay, so you fly around, and before you know it, you're punched through a force field.
Okay.
And now there's some sort of atmosphere.
Okay.
And then it looks like a strangely... Well, you know, it's one of those cities where all the geometries are wrong.
And, okay.
You know, the standard...
Right.
The standard bizarre city.
Sure.
With lots of bug things flying, you know, flying
okay.
around.
Or,
yeah.
Are they all different colors?
They're all different colors.
Okay. Can I talk to them? They speak the same language the bug robots did.
So when they actually when you go through the force field, you can hear some sort of alarm.
Okay.
And then the bugs that look that see you coming start to fly away from you.
Okay. Hey, I just want to talk.
You're inverting the rules. It's an invasion.
Take me to your leader.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Alarm's going off, they're not going to talk, they're just going to send stupid freaking robots to attack me.
Well, you don't know. If they do, though, you should.
I'll try to get back outside the force field.
Okay, going outside is easier.
Okay. I'll wait to see if they send someone to talk or if they send robots to...
Let's
fight.
So you're the one who attacked our patrol ship. That's how they see it.
Great.
And they said, we should take out the robots. Relatively easy, so they'll probably send. And then you
the
just invaded the city. So they probably send some robots. So you see, they send out what it looks like a some sort of flying, armored personnel carrier. Or something.
Okay.
So something like a flying tank or something.
Okay.
So they send out two of those, and then there are also like six robots flying.
Oh, great. All right, screw this. I take off.
Okay.
Do you want to find out why they
are? I do, but they won't. Freaking talk. I guess I'll go back to the moon base and see if I can figure out what they were up to.
Okay. Please. So you've probably gone 10 days. probably tell you after the race. So you two.
Evil, huh?
Yeah.
Give it away,
always
huh?
Evil. No, it's evil.
Evil witch.
Says you onto her. So obviously she's got a move. So she'll probably be able to surprise. And then her two traitors can die with you. Okay. So you go to the cave.
Okay.
You following them?
Yeah.
Because you're going, I just don't know this that well. Okay, so they seem to, they walk up to a cave.
Cave, I say.
And then, you know, whatever, one of those volcanic caves. You
gotta
go inside.
An eye on the trader, too.
Yep. So you go inside, so there's, like, light bulbs set up. Mm-hmm. You see,
light
what do you
bulb.
Get, what do you,
not
yeah.
Candles?
Right.
Lame.
Some kind of, like, small generator. So you see, like, there's some kind of, altar. And, you know, the standard, whatever, pentagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are candles, but they're not on. And it's kind of shadowy. The cave is empty right now. So there are other parts of the cave, too. They seem to be more corners going in.
Is it natural cave?
It is, when you get in, you can tell that it is a, nah, well, it's been, like, enlarged.
Okay. It's not one of the cases I've been in before, right?
You haven't been in the case.
Yeah,
but no, it's not one of those cases.
So you guys and, what's his face?
Jay?
The working of the walls, or was this already here?
No, yeah, it was how it was.
The worked walls and everything?
Well, the walls were, like, the, yeah.
The walls were already like this?
Yeah.
Okay, I start looking at the walls to see if there's ancient cave things. Okay.
So they want this okay.
Okay.
They're obviously couple of walls doing
stealthily.
Okay. Stealthily? Okay. So
I'll follow the dark part, same thing I can see.
Okay.
I just think shadow.
So you stay in the shadows, you're out in like the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Before it goes becomes into a big room. So you can see him looking around the cave.
Clearly,
that they're getting undressed.
Oh, now I come out.
Suddenly, the music changes.
And
get that cheesy porn music.
And stepping out of the shadows
is a large demon.
Two.
Two large demons.
So two demons. So they're basically just like 7 foot tall guys, all black. Except I don't think they have faces.
They have leathery skin.
Leathery skin and wings. Leathery wings.
Is there a patch out of one of them?
Is there a what?
Cool. Nick and one of the wings?
Yeah. And then they have hands with, you know, weird claws.
Okay.
And they're silent. They're quiet. Oh, really? Yeah. Cause
okay.
But they're also they also move quietly. And then
give me my statue back. No idea what I wanted to get that statue.
They move at you menacingly. You can all make initiative roll. Or at least you two. Well, at least Rad's there.
56. This would be hard with me alone.
Yeah.
Doable with me alone?
Well, with you alone, it would only be one. And it would have been hard.
Oh.
You should have went up. You could get an entire city full of alien bugs.
So you got 56? 57.
Oh, these could be interesting ones.
What's your initiative?
No, 59.
Okay, Brad, you can go first. So the two of them One of them actually menaces the girls, and the other one menaces Rick.
You don't see
him?
Yeah. I just see what happens. I'll just wait and see.
That's one of those movies.
That's a good fact, I think. Oh. Hey. I go first. I didn't get the girls out.
That's what I was going to do that.
I'll play up and get the girls out.
So you fly and grab the girls and leave.
Yeah.
And take her out. Take them out. Getting the porter points.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, as he grabs the girls and leaves.
Actually, how many girls are there? Can
two of them. There are only two girls.
Only two?
Yeah.
I thought you... Wasn't there the third one?
Oh, the leader's in here. She already fled. She just left the prize for you to work for him.
She left? Yeah.
Well, you gave him plenty of warning.
Yeah.
So she came here beforehand and set up the trap.
But she didn't come with them?
No.
Oh, the only,
only
the
two
were
right.
Gonna leave you here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So you grabbed two girls.
Be in trouble.
You're right. She went to the back room. Maybe she's there.
Okay. Looks like they both attack you.
Before 56.
Yeah, 50 and 57.
Okay.
So you can dodge both of them.
I suppose. Actually, you're normal. I should get you out too.
You carry two people.
Yeah. Okay, I dodge.
Okay. Your dodge is now what, 10?
Acrobatics.
Acrobatics. It's 10, and your dex is 7, so 7.
Dex is
8. 8. 18. So right now they need a 17. Okay, so one of them tries to hit you, gets an 8, misses.
As I fly away, I say, I'll deal with you later.
The other one tries to hit you.
Hey, Red.
8 and misses. And now it's your turn.
Okay, I cover the retreat.
They have 12 decks.
12 decks?
I cover the retreat.
Okay. So you can specifically go out and, like, block the entrance if you want. Go over and block the entrance.
Yeah, but are they already outside the entrance?
Yeah, they're already outside.
Okay, I'll go over specifically and block the entrance.
Okay. So that was your action.
And naturally let Rad in and thought.
Okay.
I'll stay out there for a bit.
Comfort the girls.
Yeah.
You okay. Okay.
This cave is not safe, I think. Let's go to the next cave.
This cave is much better. No monsters. Okay, Ryan, what do you want to do?
Me?
Yeah.
Can I turn again?
Yeah.
Chop the girls off. Stay here. No. Stay here.
Alright.
I go back in.
And then you fly back in?
Yep.
You have one action left. So you could save it for defense or you can attack with it.
Huh.
So you fly in, you know, next to Riff.
See when I fly in.
So Riff is trying to hold off the exit, mm-hmm. and the two creatures are advancing on him menacingly.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, quietly.
So I fly in, I'm, like, behind Riff right now?
Yeah.
What's she want?
Hiding behind the mundane.
Okay.
Well, I'll just block me.
Okay.
Actually, I use him as a meat shield. That's what you get, traitor.
Okay, go ahead and shoot one of them. So what's your energy last?
12.
12? Okay. And then you roll how much?
13.
You do no damage. That's 12 dex.
12 dex?
13 body.
Ooh, 13 body.
So you actually get 0. Okay, they both attack. One goes after Riff, one goes after you.
Okay.
So, I need 17 to hit you. 20. Ooh, that's gonna hurt.
Oh. Wow.
Ow.
Riff goes down.
Luck.
30. You want me to reroll this? Oh. I'll roll another 20. Show him.
Woohoo!
Okay. And then one attacks you. Yeah. And you're...
7.
But you can use... Oh, no, you already used your action. Okay. So it needs a 7 to hit you. 6. This could hurt. Oh, 9. Okay, just normal. And your body is
10.
You take 6 points. Because they have 16 strength.
Wow.
Preternaturally strong.
Okay.
Okay, Riff.
I entangle one with my whip.
Alright. You don't know how strong they are yet.
7 and 6. 13.
Okay, so you entangle one. It's probably going to break free next round, but it'll give them a good action. Okay. I guess we will... I'll see what Dave's going to do. Peter, so...
Regarding...
eventually... Well, let's see. Okay, so eventually, a few days later... you get a call saying that you know, the Lost Boys spotted the girl.
On my wristband?
Yeah, on the wristband.
Yeah.
And they say they spotted the girl.
Will
and
you pass those out?
Every HP.
Anyway, so they spotted the girl. They
spotted their location.
And okay, so basically, they God. Okay, now I gotta think about this a bit. So she is that. And he says that. Okay, so they basically.
They lead you to a cave.
No. This is totally separate. So, anyway, they lead you to a house. And they said they followed her here and she went inside.
Alright.
So it's just like a normal house.
Okay.
Kind of old.
Knock on the front door.
Okay, so you knock on the front door and a, like, older, well, you know, like a dad opens the door and says, hello, can I help you?
Sure.
You're invisible to me, you said.
What?
You're like, what do you say? You have a girl for sale? Is that what you said?
I believe there's a small girl here wanting to talk to me. I am Peter Pan of the Island City Enclave, or whatever the hell we're going by
now. Island City Champions?
That's it. Island City Champions.
The man...
Can I strike a pose?
Alright. The man... So the man seems kind of a bit confused. He says... I don't think my daughter was wanted to meet Peter Pan. but I can go ask her.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you know, if you want to come in and wait.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. So he. Oh, actually, it should have been a man. Let's change that. It was a maid.
Oh, it's not a maid. Okay.
It was a maid. And it's a better house than that. What else? But it's still just... It's not a rundown house. It's like a...
A mansion.
It's not a mansion. It's just a nice house.
Alright, gotcha.
Okay. So the... Like, whatever. The servant goes up and, talks to the girl and asks her if she wanted to talk to Peter Pan. And then she comes back and says, nope, she doesn't, she says she did not want to talk to you.
Can I speak to the man of the house?
She says that,
there isn't one, you sexist pig.
English name for him, Jake.
John.
No, I mean last name.
Yeah.
Jake.
Last name.
Jenkins.
Johnson? Okay.
John,
oh, Jenkins
name.
Is better. Okay, so he says Mr. Jenkins is out of the country right now. Or at least out of the island.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. tell him to contact, you know, the Island City champion when he returns.
Sure. I'll give him that message.
For Peter Pan, and I strike a pose.
Uh-huh. Perhaps a business card would be better.
A what?
Okay, so after that you go?
I fly out.
Or do you break in later that night?
I think I fly up to the second floor, see what's up.
See, you can see it through the window? Okay. make a... Did I give him a thief? No.
That's what we call him. Peeping pan.
Make a roll anyways. Okay. Okay, so you look up through the windows until you find her room.
Alright.
He's there looking back at you. Hi.
Is she undressing?
No. She's sitting at her desk, like, writing. You take a look at the room. It's basically, there's a lot of, there is a lot of Peter Pan, like, you know, stuff. And, you know, lots of pirate-type stuff, you know. Posters and, you know, sword on the wall and, like, a wooden ship.
Like any other normal
all modern stuff, though, right?
Yeah.
Nothing about being
no, thing. Nothing is old. It's not as... In the Peter Pan dartboard. No.
And I can I see enough of her to see if I recognize her? I search my memory.
All right, make a roll.
No, you can't recognize her. She has a clothes on.
I rolled average 11.
No, she's just like any other girl, as far as you can tell.
Just like any other girl. Just like Wendy.
Or any of the number of girls that followed Wendy.
Yep, so she's either a stalker.
Or a stalky.
Okay, so I go down and meet the Lost Boys, who I assume are still with her.
Uh-huh.
So, boys, keep an eye on her and her establishment here. Apparently she lives here. And she's a bit of a...
Wacko.
Panophile.
Panophile.
But that's okay.
Not pedophile.
I'm curious if she's got anything else going on. And next time she goes out, if she touches something like a glass...
Like a what?
Grab that, bring it to me.
Oh, okay.
I just cut off her fingers.
You know, anything that would, you know, hold a...
A fingerprint?
Cut off her fingers.
All right.
Them to me.
Okay. All right, so we'll do that in a little bit. Right. So, let's go back to Donald, and... It's true. So you get back to your moon base.
Mm-hmm.
Your violated moon base.
I feel violated! Need defenses. Keep out of moon base. Do they read my diary? Go back and tell them all.
Unlikely. Unlikely they could read your, you know, language.
Oh, that's a good point.
Or chicken scratch
scrawl. I read it in Bazillian.
They might understand that, but
if
you wrote it in English,
you're gonna get okay, I go to the lab and see if I can figure out what the hell they were doing.
Okay, make another roll. Okay. No, that's pretty much it as far as, you know, from what you got last
time. Okay, he was poking around in the lab
and accidentally
killed himself.
Yeah, apparently accidentally killed himself. I guess it happens when you poke around mysterious labs.
Yeah.
You must have the whole lot.
It happens.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll let the crew know that there's a city of insects living on Pluto.
Noted.
Oh, who you tell? You gonna tell the group?
The group.
This is days later, right?
Yeah, this is days later.
Yeah.
Assuming
we
survive.
And they're not terribly friendly.
Well, duh.
What do you do?
But I'll go back to doing my research on the Neep.
Okay.
You know, looking through the alien documents and
see what they have. So
yeah.
Make a roll.
And double threes.
Oh.
12.
12 so. Not impressive yet.
And 11, 23.
Okay. Actually, when you look through the computer records, a bunch of them have been ordered accidentally erased.
God damn it! Now I'm pissed off.
Oops.
Back.
Perhaps in his death throes, he was getting keys randomly.
Wait, maybe he's not one of stop.
Perhaps he'll stop the dissecting machine.
Okay. So, I can't find out how long the meat's been here, or
nope. Apparently, all the meat brokers were accidentally erased.
Son of a bitch. Now I have to go back and kill them all. Poop. Have to carbon date the meat. Actually, I could just take it in its little container up to Pluto. Fly into the force field, and then wake it up. If it's mean, it will kill all the bugs.
What would
it be? You're assuming it's mean and ultra-powerful.
What if it's not? And
that's true.
Human cousin gets killed by an insect.
Yeah, I know.
True, all right, this is one of the old ones before they became evil.
Right. I don't know if it's safe to wake it up or not.
Maybe the evil in that they're
what?
Like smart.
Were the evil ones all powerful?
Or were they just
they were just evil.
Evil and smart?
Yeah,
and
so like they created like spaceships and
okay.
So if you like drop one in the insect city, you would just die, right?
So this
they don't have powers of their own.
Alright. Well, have I figured out more about the people who built this base? Or when or why or I mean, they were gonna blow up the Earth or something. Apparently.
Right. So 100,000 years ago there was a war. And Earth was a resource.
Okay.
You know, whatever. A potential little resource place. So,
yeah, because there weren't people yet.
So one of the races, which didn't have the time or the military to take over the world, set up the moon base, basically as a trap.
Okay.
And basically, they wanted to.
Why not stay tuned for everybody was raving?
Get the other. They wanted to get the other race, you know, to go and start colonizing, you know. The race,
mm-hmm.
Earth, and then they would blow it up.
I see.
So basically, it was all automated to set up to blow it up. And then. Pretty much it's. They had a small outpost here.
Okay.
But
the
eventually they were recalled and
okay.
just left it.
And the people that they planned to blow up never showed up, to
yeah.
never fell in the trap?
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Are these races still around, or did they make each other out, or?
Yeah, you think they wiped each other out.
Okay.
You did get some records off of Vega.
Okay. Like
you can recognize the two races, though.
Okay.
Called the Shadows and the Voila.
Something like that. Back then, and then, they did wipe each other out.
Okay.
As far as they, that's as far as records in the game.
Okay. And how long ago did the Neeps go evil?
2 months ago.
The Meeps. No. The Meeps, let's see. Not that long ago. Probably 20,000 years ago.
Okay.
So long after the base was abandoned.
Right. So, and how long have the Meeps been around in general?
Oh, the Meeps in general have been around for...
Ever.
Yeah, like probably a couple million years.
Okay.
Type of thing.
So it's possible that this Meep predates the Meeps Go Evil.
Mm-hmm.
If he marginally as old as the base is.
Uh-huh.
But do I have any idea of what kind of interactions the people who built the base had with the Meeps? Why would there be a Meep here? Is it likely that somebody else came along later and found the base
Food
and was using
source.
It for something?
Source.
You don't have any of those records.
Okay. All the
it's frozen dinner.
More recent D-Record-Z type stuff got wiped out.
It's frozen dinner.
Mostly just stuff with dealing with the research.
Okay.
Frozen dinner.
You have... No, make
there,
another roll.
There's records about other races who came by and used the base for a while and then left, kind of thing.
I mean, there are other... You can look. You can sort of tell from the other logs, like maintenance logs and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, that occasionally there have been groups that go to the base, that stumble on the base and use it for, you know, whatever, a period of hundreds, you know,
mm-hmm.
a few years, a few hundred years, and then they leave, and
okay.
that kind of stuff. So there have probably been, like, a dozen in the last, you know, 100,000 years.
Okay.
A couple dozen, so.
Any of them could have brought the meat, then.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, shit, this is going to be inconclusive. I have to find out more about these bugs.
Let the meat go, and then put, like, a little animal next to it, and see what it does to it.
First use a mouse.
Right.
And then the dog, and monkey.
If the meat rips the stuffed animal into little bits. Well, no, they're like smart evil, though, right?
That's true.
So,
they are smart evil.
So if I let it out, it'll pretend to be good.
Could be.
Maybe it'll be disoriented from the stasis chamber.
That's true. It'll revert to form before it can cover up. Anyways, we'll go back to you two. And Rad's turn.
I think I have to find out about the bug people.
Okay, so Rad, you have a creature on you.
It's a demon, right?
It's a demon-y type of creature.
And it's a pentagram on the ground, right?
Yeah, there's a pentagram behind it.
Did it come out of the pentagram?
No.
So if they're staying in the pentagram, they shouldn't be able to hurt me.
Could be.
I'll try that. I'll fly into the pentagram if you want to.
Okay.
Why not?
Go ahead and make a roll.
You're now trapped in the pentagram, and it sucks your soul out.
I can deal with that. 15.
And, God, what was it? 14? Oh, 12. You do 2 points.
Cool.
Okay, so... They both attack Rip. Oh, that's right. The one entangled, but you entangled. Oh, 20. Breaks free. And wastes a good roll. And then the other one attacks you.
Oh, feedback.
Yeah. 12. 7. 19. It's going to do... It's got a 16 strength. So, and then you need 17, so 18 minus your body of, what's your body?
7.
So you would take 11. Oops. Okay. What's the chance I roll 17?
Fresh out of reroll.
17.
Double one.
Okay. So as the first one gets untangled, the second one slams into it. Because you kind of dodge. The second one slams into it, and they both roll, and they hit towards you.
Mm-hmm.
But when they hit the edge of the Pentagon, they bounce off.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you come in here?
Why do you come out here?
Force field. Fly around fast.
If we're staying here, they can't attack us.
Yeah, but if they can't attack us, we'll go and do mischief elsewhere.
We can shoot at them while we're in here.
Meanwhile, it's risky.
Fire out
at
back.
So just go away and wait.
It could be cunning.
It's just demons, man.
They're animals.
Do anything about science?
I tangle them against my whip.
Okay.
Oh, one of them. 13 again.
Okay, so you again entangle one. Meanwhile, Rad.
Okay, now that I know they can't attack me. Devastating. Well, actually, they're pretty hard to hit.
They
don't right?
fall down.
So, critical would be good. Yeah, I still need to roll pretty high.
Well, critical means you need to roll 15.
15 to hit?
Yeah. And then with the 15, you do 5 points of damage.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'm safe. Okay. 15.
Okay, so you do 5 points to the one you wounded. Okay, so they both attack. Well, one of them gets trying to get free. yeah, gets free, and the second one attacks through. Alright. 19. God.
Rips, rip, anyone.
So you take 11.
Again?
Yeah. And you're stunned. Brad, Rips seems to be stunned.
Huh. That means I have to, like...
5, 6. Take,
Plus 11. Minus 6.
5.
That should, like, can't fly out, grab him, and fly in.
You only got 2 body left,
man. Yep, that will give you, leave you 1 action.
No. That'll leave me 1 action.
Uh-huh.
How many exits are
11 more?
It's just the 1 exit.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Maybe just fly out of here. Just leave the demons.
And red.
And red.
Leave the demons in red.
They deserve each other.
Well, you're a traitor.
Hear that, traitor?
What are you talking about?
Traitor.
I don't know. I'm on Pluto. What do I know?
Oh, you can make a roll, too. Your corpus. So this plus 6.
Uh-oh. Oh, 1-7.
So 8, 14... Nah, you don't really know what these things are.
Dementors.
I was thinking of phrasing the cultist, but not yet.
Okay, let me see. So it takes like 1 round to fly out? Or half round to fly out?
Well, 1 round to move.
1 round to move then.
Or at least 1 action to move.
So I can fly out, grab him, fly in, and shoot him?
Yeah. Because the movement, it's just a 1 movement. And then in the middle of your movement, you're grabbing him. Which is the second action.
Yeah, I'll try that for now.
Okay, so you grab him, go back to the pentagram, and then shoot out?
Yeah, the one that's not free, or are they both free?
They're both free.
Yeah, I'll shoot the one that's free.
Okay. Okay, you missed. Let's see. I guess right now they will try to get through the pentagram, which they might. This would be... Coins aura. Probably like a 20. Nope, not yet. The bash against. So you come out of stun. Oh, actually, you did that last round, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah,
because
I dropped
okay.
that.
So now what are you?
I entangle my intent to it.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, Rad, what do you want to do?
As you want.
Okay. Normal?
Yeah.
Normal stuff?
Well, I mean, critical would be too hard. 15 to do damage.
Oh, 15 to 5. Right now you need a...
14 to do what?
14 to do one.
One?
I just have the resting breath.
So, what can you do?
Yeah,
should critical, I'll be critical.
Okay,
15. Thank you very often, but
which spell?
Rest of breath.
Okay, true. So, they're still trying to get through, but they didn't.
Entangle, at the end of the next one. 9.
No. Actually, what's your weapon rate? No. Weaponry to hit in your martial arts for the. I think, something like that.
Yeah, that's the one we decided.
Okay, your turn.
Yeah, you know what these are? You know how to stop them?
Beat them up, I guess. Oh, they hit
the usual
really
way.
Hard.
The usual way.
Yeah, what do I know? I don't know anything.
Yeah,
these.
You're just a scientist.
I just thought I'd turn off on the movies. That was a lucky guess.
Oh. Okay. I'll see if they make sure. Eventually they'll make sure. And then you're both dead.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
Well, eventually you're off.
Entangle.
Oh, yeah. Well, eventually you hit him.
Nope.
Okay. Let's go back to Peter. You still there, Peter? What the hell are you doing? Well, we can get back to you later then.
I'm done. I'll go back and do it later.
Okay, so there's not much for you to do, but okay. So a few days later, well, probably a couple days later.
You know, I was thinking.
Yeah.
I should talk to the police and see if they can locate a Mr. Jenkins overseas, and I'll tell his address, and I'll just fly over and talk to Mr. Jenkins directly. After all, I can go 900 miles an hour, right?
That's true.
Faster than the Concorde.
Police now? No, I guess they could find out. Airline. Make a charisma roll.
At this point in time, you could probably go to the library and do that.
15.
Okay, so you convince the police to help you. So let's see. He probably.
I just want to make sure this girl is, you know, okay.
All right.
And by the way, did the boys come up with a fingerprint for me?
Not yet. Well, they would. But apparently you did this first.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So Mr. Jenkins is in a business trip, and he's in Sydney.
Sydney. Well, that's not far from here at all.
No, a few hours.
Alright, I'll
sit
down and say hello to Mr. Jenkins.
Okay. And then you get tired and drunk.
I'm so tired.
No.
I'm so sore.
Alright, so you go over to Sydney, and you look up Mr. Jenkins. And no, he's there.
What?
He's there. So you do find him.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins.
Hello.
I'm Peter
Pan,
the Island City Champions, and I strike a pose.
Okay, he's heard of you.
I'm not into that, he said.
I'm a little concerned about your daughter's interest in me, and I pose. She's been asking around a bit. I just want to make sure any interest in me is healthy.
Right. Oh, he says he's sorry that if she's been bothering you or anything, when he gets home, she'll be punished.
Severe.
No need for that.
And he'll make sure that she knows it's you.
I just asked me a little bit about me from, you know, from my contacts there on the city, on the island, and I feel that, you know, anyway, as long as her desire to learn about me is healthy, I have no problem with her, obviously. I'm a little concerned that I went over the house, and despite the fact that she had some kind of interest in me, she didn't want to talk to me. If you can shed any light in her interest in Peter Pan of the Island City Enchantment.
He's not that close because she's a girl. And normally, but unfortunately her mom died a couple years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And, you know, since then she's been kind of withdrawn. So, and he sort of leaves her alone. So he's not too sure, but he can talk to her.
Straighten her out.
Straighten her out.
Did he do this?
No, but you can tell. Mentally. Little corporal punishment never hurt anybody.
That's right.
Builds character.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
And have a good day.
All right.
Fly off.
You fly back. All right, so a couple days later, they do get a fingerprint, the Lost Boys.
They do?
Yeah.
Does it match?
So when you do it, it does match.
Maybe it's a cry for help.
I'll wait for nightfall.
Or she could be neophyte villain in the making. Kill her now.
That's true.
What do you do?
A potential headache.
I wait for nightfall.
Uh-huh.
I'll grab the hook from the armory.
All right.
And this is her room.
And then you're going to stab her with the hook?
No, I just to keep the hook like in my waistband around back.
All right. So what do you want to do? You fly through a window or something?
Go to a window, not unlike that silly book about me.
All right.
and say hello, making sure that Tinkerbell is visible and flying about.
All right. So this is that. By the way,
what's her name? Do I have a name?
That's true. Let's see, Jay.
Could easily be Jasmine.
Nah, I don't want to be Jasmine.
Do Jasmine.
What do you mean, another girl's name?
Yeah.
Girl's name?
Joyce?
Juanita.
Little girl.
Joy?
Juanita.
Jenny?
Jenny's good, actually, yeah. Okay. Her name's Jenny.
Jenny it is.
From the block.
Jessica? Jazz, right, that's right.
Okay. When you get there, she's sleeping, actually.
Do it now.
Okay. Tink, crash. You knock on the glass, and eventually you wake her up. She looks up. She sits up on the bed, looks around, and then she sees you at the window.
Pick up a gun. Calmly.
Probably has a heart attack. He's my improved acrobatic.
And she screams and runs out of the room.
Holy cow.
Are you doing to the poor girl?
Vengeance.
You should have said, I come for vengeance.
Show her the hook. Shake your fist at her.
I didn't show her.
No, you should scratch a window with a hook.
Let's see. The window is locked right now.
I used to have thieving skills, would be handy right now.
No, make a roll.
I don't have those anymore.
No.
I will not break the glass if I screw this up.
Okay. What's your roll of two?
Erring on the side of failure. Nine.
You don't unlock the door or the window.
Alright. Good enough. Get the heck out of there.
Getting time off of my window.
You should have scratched on the window with a hook. That would be better. Sorry,
on the window with
no. That would be cool.
Oh,
that'd
boy.
Be teacher.
Did you reference Jacqueline?
Oh. Jade? Her name's Jenny.
I know. Just for, you know, just for the next one.
Juanita.
Juanita.
Okay.
I assume you're switching over to somebody else now.
Yeah. Let's see.
Utter failure.
I no problem. Yeah,
out of my boat and leaving the damn hook.
Well, let's do you two again. Let's see if we can finish this fight.
Yeah, that is.
Rad.
Too hard to hit. Alright, sinking.
You know, Jasmine is Persian.
17.
17, and then so you do 7 points. You knock it down. Ah! It falls over, silently. Come on.
Does it, like, dissipate, or?
It, no. It crumples to the ground, boneless. Like a boneless fish.
Wow. All right, entangle the other. No.
Okay. Try to break through. Let's see.
No, Jenny, short for Jennifer. Is her name Jennifer?
Yes.
Just checking. That's Welsh for white wave.
White whale?
Wow.
Wave.
Doing that big,
actually. Okay, miss. Go ahead.
That's a horrible name. White whale? Or white whale?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing, I guess. Yeah, same thing again. 7 points.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm single.